Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Monday. This segment brought to you by Jonathan Deek, the computer geek. I got to tell you, absolutely amazing the technology that he's brought to the radio station. What he's been able to do for us remotely and also protect our cell phones and our laptops. Over the weekend, I got a fraud alert through the VPN program while I was sitting at the conference for Stand Up Michigan down in Lansing, the leadership conference they put on. I got a fraud alert. Somebody was trying to hack in to the radio station. We had the programming going. I was checking it remotely while in the conference, listening to 97.7 FM, checking out the repeat of the show Friday from Izzy. Everything was fine. All of a sudden, I get a warning. Somebody was trying to knock Izzy's show off the air on Friday, which was repeating all weekend long. It repeated again this morning from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. But they were trying to knock it off the system. I don't know who she was talking to. I don't know what they were talking about, what the subject matter was. But I was alerted that his VPN service blocked the hack from happening. Right now, I'm talking to you from a foreign country. I'm not in the United States of America doing the show today. I'm logged into the VPN. I chose a different location on planet Earth, and that's what the hackers are going to have a hard time finding me in the United States because of his VPN service. Also, remotely this past week, when Missy did the wellness scan on me, her Zyto cradle, which she sent to us, Vicky is going to be wellness scanned later today, could not get her Zyto cradle to communicate to the firewall that I was using. So I called Jonathan, 231-818-8349. Remotely, he went into my computer and gave her Zyto cradle permission to access the website. Zyto.com. Missy gave me a code. I logged in. She then was able to see the Zyto cradle. I sat there for 20, 25 minutes. My shoulders started freezing up because you can't move for that long while you're in the cradle. She's reading my 8,000 markers. I'm a completely different person today from a cellular standpoint, frequency standpoint, organ standpoint, than I was in April of last year. He remotely gave permission to her cradle to access my computer, allowing me to go into the website. He did it remotely. It took about a minute and a half. Would not have been able to do the scan with Missy unless Jonathan did what he did remotely. Folks, you need to get a hold of them, depending on your situation. Now, you don't have as many computers as we do for the radio station, and Vicky has a laptop, I have a laptop, we have a cell phone, we each have cell phones. We also have an Apple iPod for Vicky. It's tied into her Apple iPhone. We did that for the grandbabies and the great-grandbabies, able to FaceTime with us. The computers in the studio, all the things that we have, he manages for us remotely. If a computer ever crashes, has a problem with an update or whatever, we call him. He goes in, boom, zoom, bam. We watch him move the mouse around on the screen remotely. Within 5-10 minutes, new drivers are installed, updates are installed. Everything's working absolutely perfectly, and he does it remotely. How? I have no idea. And I don't even want to know what Jonathan knows because he's unbelievable. So I highly recommend legendarysystems.net is the website, but more importantly, call him. Text me GEEK, G-E-E-K, and I'll text you back Jonathan Deek's phone number with a clickable, dialable link, 231-818-8349. He will give you a discount from the VPN program for $50 a year, about $4 a month. Your equipment, your laptop, your computer, your phone can be fully protected, and you can go off the grid where people won't be able to find you in the United States. That is the coolest thing ever. And I don't know if you've noticed, but the sound quality is better, and we're not getting hacked anymore. We've had our occasional DOS attacks here at the studio. Firewalls are in place. But since I've gone to the VPN technology and now I'm out of the country, those hacks have stopped. So greatly appreciate him. Highly recommend. Text me GEEK and I'll send you back 231-818-8349. One story I've been following through MERS News Service, and it's really interesting that within the Democrat side for this race that I talked about where this event took place on Friday, and this poll, kind of interesting the way it worked out. Well, even the Democrat, Hill Harper, he's calling out the Democrat Party as well that there's a problem. U.S. Senate candidate Hill Harper claimed on Friday that the Democrat Party is putting their thumb on the scale and choking out competition by steering establishment dollars to a single candidate, as opposed to encouraging a competitive multi-candidate primary, one very much like the one that's unfolding on the Republican side. Speaking at the U.S. Senate forum hosted by the Northern Michigan Chamber Alliance, Hill Harper, the actor, said since the Supreme Court's decision in Citizens United, money has rolled into political campaigns to the extent that it makes it almost impossible for most people to compete, end quote, said Harper. The only Democrat candidate on the stage was asked his opinion on the expanded Republican U.S. Senate field, which could swell to 13 candidates if former U.S. Congressman Justin Amash decides to jump into the race. While the Democratic field shrunk to 3 active candidates because of former state representative from Detroit, Leslie Love, also involved in the State Board of Education, she dropped out on Thursday. Now it's down to 3 Democrats. And if Justin Amash gets in, it could be up to 13 on the Republican side. What's kind of interesting, the way they had the candidates separated on the stage, too. If you're sitting in the audience, like I was, looking at the 4 candidates, Peter Meyer was off to the left by himself in a chair. On the 2 cushion love seat was Michael Hoover from Midland and the Democrat Hill Harper, kind of a smaller guy compared to Michael Hoover. Hoover's a big boy. And then Nikki Snyder was in a chair off to the side by herself. Interesting that they didn't have the Democrat sitting off to the left. They had Peter Meyer there. Kind of funny, just subliminal messaging. Thought that was interesting. Well, according to Target Insights polling of 600 likely Democratic voters, that was hired by MERS News Service and the Northern Michigan Chamber Alliance, they found that U.S. Congresswoman Elisa Slotkin got 65% support, while Harper was at 7%. And the Muslim candidate from Dearborn area, Nasir Baydoun, was basically at 0%. That was on the Democrat side. Slotkin, last year, now this is 2023, folks. Listen to this. Just get your head around this. Last year, Slotkin raised, for the end of the year report, $11.7 million. This is a record-setting haul for a U.S. Senate campaign in Michigan. She enters 2024 with still $6 million in the bank. Okay, stop. Can you please explain to me what she spent $5.7 million on? She raised $11.7 million. She only has $6 million left in the bank? What the heck did she do with $5.7 million last year? Today is January the 22nd. What did she possibly spend $5.7 million on? Harper went on to say, it's a shame that Michiganders are being told who they should choose in our Democratic primary rather than being able to really take a look at multiple candidates and then make their choice. Kind of interesting. Joining the Democrat, the lone Democrat on the stage were Republican candidates Peter Meyer, Michael Hoover, and Nikki Snyder. All of them, of course, got more than 1% in the polling of 600 likely Republican voters. James Craig, the top vote getter, Mike Rogers, and Sandy Pensler all polled good enough to attend. They were invited, but chose not to come. Very, very, very interesting. We'll wrap this story up. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Shut the door, close the border, build that wall. It is time for a strong senator to help close the border. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate. Biden's open door policy has caused this massive refugee crisis that endangers our country, increases drug trafficking, and is costing taxpayers billions of dollars. Check out my plan at DocSherry2024.com. I'm not a recycled politician. I will pull off the Band-Aid and cure this problem. Together, we can stop illegal immigration. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Take out the papers. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at FuelCastTV.com.
The WellConnect end-of-the-year blowout sale is here. A factory-direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a WellConnect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A WellConnect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Finishing up this MERS news story, Republicans made comments. Again, Michael Hoover, Peter Meyer, and Nikki Snyder, the only ones allowed to be in the forum. Nikki Snyder said, quote, "It's extremely important for people who want to represent you for them to be here. I think the folks need to consider that when they vote in August." Harper, the Democrat, raised eyebrows earlier in the policy conference when asking a question about the World Economic Forum, when he said in a seemingly offhanded way that DTE energy costs are among the highest in the country and also among the most unreliable. Immediately after the forum, you could see DTE's head lobbyist talking to Harper. On the issues, the candidates were asked if they would support a permanent ceasefire in Gaza, and was endorsed by the European Union on Thursday. Meyer said there was a ceasefire in place that Hamas broke when they attacked Israel on October the 7th. If the terrorist organization in charge of Gaza surrenders tomorrow and returns around 100 civilian hostages still presumed to be alive, then maybe a ceasefire could happen. Until that happens, Meyer said no. Snyder and Hoover also opposed the ceasefire, while the Democrat Harper supported one. He said Israel has one of the greatest military capacities in the world, and there's no reason that taking out Hamas, a known terrorist organization, couldn't happen with precision. Just like the way we took out Osama bin Laden. Harper also differed from his Republican colleagues when he would not encourage the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to speed up the permitting process for the underground tunnel project to replace Line 5 under the Straits of Mackinac. He said the natural gas line needs to be shut down to protect the Great Lakes, and that union jobs could be created using new clean energy projects, and he was opposed to building the tunnel. Michael Hoover said it's laughable when you hear somebody talk about getting rid of oil or fossil fuels. It is the reason we're all here today. Natural gas is a necessary heating source for many folks, including lower income. He said we need more natural gas, more renewable energy, and more oil. So it's kind of interesting, the dynamics going on the stage. On the questions, the factors a candidate's decision in the U.S. Senate, whether to confirm a president's judicial appointee. Well, Michael Hoover said it's interesting because a Democrat can't even answer the question, what is a woman? Which was what the question was posed to now Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, who was nominated, appointed by the process and the confirmation hearing, which she answered, what is a woman? I can't answer that. What? Seriously. A woman who has the God-given capabilities of having a baby. The sex organs, the uterus, the ability to cycle and monthly produce an egg that potentially can get fertilized, become impregnated by a man, have conception take place, provide the environment for the fetus to grow to become a baby. She couldn't answer that question. Unbelievable. Well, it's kind of interesting the way the forum went, the questions that Kyle Malin from MERS News Service posed to them. And these candidates going on the record as to who they're supporting. The Republicans, of course, supporting Donald Trump. And Harper, the Democrat, saying he supports Joe Biden. Surprise, surprise. Honestly, a big, fat, nothing burger, a complete waste of time. And it was all basically for the media circus that was there. The local news people, and of course, the communist news reporter from the Detroit News and others. Last one I will ever be affiliated with in any way, shape, or form. No more media credentials for me. Hour number three, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods.